You're tuned into the New Old Heads Podcast, premiered every Thursday at noon at bringingdowntheband.com and brought to you by No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, and Printfinity. Support the New Old Heads by visiting our Patreon at patreon.com/newoldheads.
Episode 84 of the New Old Heads Podcast. I am Major 7th. I make beats. I got the hard drive to prove it. And I do want that smoke if anybody is out there. Longevity is directly in front of me. Hello, sir.
Hello.
I like that stay woke, sir. There's something else that's going to come with that, but we're going to leave that alone. As always, in the corner, rocking the fresh Adidas Pacers hat, which I do like a lot. Rocking the Donuts Printfinity joint. They are a sponsor as well. Support your local businesses. DJ J Diff is in the building.
Salutations, sir.
What's going on, man?
I'm chilling, man.
Man, we on good terms right now. I ain't gonna talk about
Word.
It, but yeah, you took care of me, man.
I you feeling I good today,
you, man? Yeah. I'm gonna try not to be foolish today, all if right. I can help it.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
But if I can't, then at least I got it out the way now.
All right.
Fair enough.
Yeah. That's cool.
Fair enough.
Get your 5 minutes of free time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Cool.
Well. Whoever just jumped in there with the laugh, you guys know that laugh. It's the Spools laugh.
Barely laugh.
Yeah. Immediately to my left, the incomparable DJ Spools is back with us.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Doing pretty good. You've been traveling. Is that correct?
Yeah. Last week, man.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Indeed.
No parks this time, though, correct?
Well, not oh, man. For work.
So you just started
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I didn't even mean I shouldn't have said
and here
that,
we
really.
Go. So just before we kick this off, how do you get... No, I'm just kidding.
I like parks.
Parks and Recreation with Spools.
Yeah, so...
It's a good field to work
that's,
in.
That's going to be a spinoff, Parks and Recreation with Spools.
Yeah.
He's I traveled the...
it's a good
hat,
field to work
like
in.
What's his name? Curious George?
It'd be like Bob
remember
Ross.
Remember the dude that...
Hey, Curious Bob George Ross was that had, dude.
Yes.
The guy with the yellow jacket?
Yeah, with that hat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 5 minutes with Spools.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
So I did go to the bourbon. I did the bourbon trail with my brother. I
like it.
That was fun. People, it's good time if you like bourbon. And
did you guys have some cocaine?
We did.
Wow.
We did not, actually.
Hadn't heard that in a while.
No cocaine was ingested by us.
Okay.
And then Sunday went to McCormick's Creek State Park with Sarah.
Okay.
And Mojo, Big Mo.
Shout out to Big Mo. That's the
my
homie.
My man.
You left Aretha in the cut?
Aretha can't go to the parks. But that's
put
fun.
Leashes on cats?
You some
can.
People do, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look that episode
that's
up.
Strange. Mm-hmm. That's almost just, like when you see a kid running through his, well, they can't run because their parents have them attached to a leash.
Mm-hmm.
I always laugh
my mother
at those
used
kids.
To hate that.
I thought she was about to say my mom used
come
to
on,
put
man.
Me in one.
Come on, man.
That explains so much.
My mama old school,
yeah,
man.
The harness.
Yeah, my mama old school, man. She wasn't going for that. Yeah, she
I
old school.
I always laugh
put me,
at those kids.
She had to put me on that. I understood. She had to put me on that.
Yeah. You guys remember that SNL skit where Mike Myers was the kid that had
Phillip.
To like be yeah he had to be like attached to the jungle gym.
Yeah,
and he would run and if they gave him like Coca-Cola or caffeine he would like take off and pull the whole jungle gym out of like the ground.
Yeah,
and
he'd
like,
be running down
yeah.
the street.
Yeah,
he had on a helmet that said Phillip on it.
Yeah, he did. Yes, yes, that's what I always think of about
yeah.
But anywho,
Felipe
went there. Yeah, McCormick's Creek State Park, first state park ever in Indiana. Fun. It's beautiful there. It's got
good
some
spools.
Little waterfalls.
Spools
and then Cataract Falls.
Would you say some nice waterfalls?
Waterfalls. and then Cataract Falls, which are some more waterfalls right down the way. But yeah.
Is that where people, do you have bad eyes if you go there?
What? Maybe.
Cataracts.
What?
Yeah, you get cataracts in your eyes.
Oh, okay.
I tried, man.
Cataracts tried. From what?
Never mind, man.
This is a bad joke. I know.
Yeah.
Is this
you can get
where
cataracts
is this located
at?
Where is McCormick State Park?
This is southwest Indiana. I
that's what I thought.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So you never take. We took 70 west out to like 231. It's down that way.
Gotcha.
Never not far there. From Cloverdale, Indiana.
Yeah. Shouts to Cloverdale.
Yep.
Don't know anybody in Cloverdale. We
no
see y'all.
Tom
though.
Cloverdale.
Huh?
Shouts to Cloverdale.
Tom Cloverdale.
Tom
Coverdale.
Coverdale. Well, there we have it.
He was from Noblesville.
Back in you know, State Fair, the
oh,
bands,
man.
Cloverdale used to.
There was a Cloverdale
I do
band.
Remember.
They
were they good?
Though. No, they were whack.
I remember Cloverdale. Yeah.
Weren't they whack?
I don't remember. Were they the ones that just mosh pitted and played a bunch of music?
No, that was Concord.
It was
Concord.
Concord
did
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
they was cold.
Yeah.
Sorry, we had a band geek moment there. Episode
do you guys
84.
Know who went to Sean? Who went? Do you know who went to Concord?
No. Oh, Sean Kemp.
Yeah. I went there for a band competition one time.
Concord.
They had a lot of students in their band.
Might have been Rick Fox's school.
They didn't even try to march.
They just jumped around.
Jumped around and played.
Me and Long used to analyze.
Wabash.
Bands. It's a long story, man. We've been trolling, you know, since the late 90s. But yeah. Episode 84.
Since the late 90s.
Yeah, we've been trolling pretty much since then.
Long times.
Let's go ahead and jump into 45. He's back in the news again.
What episode is this?
84.
84.
Randy Moss.
Jay right? Novacek?
No,
I'd go Randy Moss.
Randy Moss.
All right.
Shout out to the homie Red August is in the building as well.
He is.
On that on-site production. Y'all indeed. Pay that man.
And understand this is a video podcast, so you can click the YouTube link and watch it if you'd like.
Yes. You can watch what we got going on over here.
Yeah, you got any questions, we'll point you in the direction of this young man.
Shout out to the homie Jay Moore.
Very
as well.
Skilled. Yeah, Jay Moore, what's up, man? We see you. Yep. But yeah, let's jump in on 45. So he's in the news. We got two here for him. So this is per CNN. It says
just like take a pick at this point.
Huh? Yeah, I know, right? Yeah,
roll the dice.
Check this out. President Donald Trump asserted Monday that he has the right to pardon himself, but suggested that he won't use the power, adding that the special counsel investigation is unconstitutional. This is what he tweeted. He says, As has been stated by numerous legal scholars, I have the absolute right to pardon myself, but why would I do that when I have done nothing wrong? In the meantime, the never-editing witch hunt led by 13 very angry and conflicted Democrats and others continues into the midterms. This is what he tweeted. So basically,
you have a mental problem if you still support Donald Trump.
Hey, so he's
they
not,
out here.
They out here. So they're. I don't know if you guys have.
I don't mean to be rude to your mental problem. But
I see what he did.
Or inconsiderate,
there.
But
I see what he did there. I'm not going. Oh, I see what he did there. Brilliant. Yeah. So I haven't heard anybody really talk about this one. I know it's stupid, but have you guys run into any situation where you ran into any magmas out there that are like, you know, he can do that if he wants to. Like, has anybody heard anything about this? I have not.
Any magmas?
Yeah. Any magmas out there? Yeah.
MAGA.
Magas, yeah.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what that's
magma.
Magma.
Make America merry. Great again.
Mega great again.
Mega, yeah.
Pretty much.
You got to use it in Make America mega great again. Yeah.
See the hat and perfect. I'll be like, only magma. Yeah, has anybody seen you ran into anything spools or anybody commented
I have
on
not,
it?
I've not. I don't follow. I don't. You know.
I don't run into those people very often.
Yeah, nor do
good
I.
Good for you.
I don't either.
But I think it's just interesting because I guess so, like, the legality side of it, from what I understand or have read, you know, I'm no, like, political, you know, like, up on all my political stuff. So is that I guess he could if he tried.
Right.
Or he could try to if he wanted to, but that would probably end up going to like the Supreme Court or something to decide on.
Right. Obviously,
apparently Nixon asked at one point if he could pardon himself back when during Watergate in the 70s.
You see how that went.
He was just advised no, you can't or shouldn't or something like that. So he didn't. But
yeah.
That's my understanding.
This ain't Nixon. Not that that's saying a lot.
Facts.
But no, I. It's pretty silly. It's just so much. Just the grandstanding that this man does constantly is. I don't know. It's still so weird to say to hear President Donald Trump. It still is kind of like this. Man,
I have.
I know it's been a while now, you know, but still.
Yeah,
he's a joke.
Whenever I see him, I have that. The moment that Spools just talked about, it's like, you know, I sit back and I look and I'm like, yo, this is actually the president of the United States of America, the real estate guy. He's really the president. And I just sit back like, damn, how do we get here?
And
but we're here.
I've tried real hard, and I think we all have, you know, on the show to take all the different media stuff and be as objective as possible with some of this. You know what I mean? Like, I tried to. I wanted to try as best as I could, knowing he was the president, to give him, like, you know, all right, I didn't wipe any, like, slate clean, you know, right. but I was like, all right, I got to try to, you know, at least try to be at least fair.
Nope.
You know what I mean? And even in doing so, I've had, it's been to me, just a debacle. So,
well, you know,
I ain't trying to understand none of that shit.
It's become like a reality show, you know?
Ain't trying to be a part of it.
Tell him how you feel, son.
Man, fuck Donald Trump's cabinet as a staff record label and as a motherfucking crew. Care less about them people.
Hey, like Hov said, man, you was who you was before you got here.
Man. Mm.
So I didn't expect any drastic
Didn't expect. Change. Like I said, I was trying to be optimistic.
The UN has also called for the Trump administration to stop separating immigrant children from their families, which is currently going on, which we didn't talk about previously.
Damn.
But that's something that...
Something like 112 or 142...
1,475 unaccounted for immigrant children.
What is this rebuttal? Is there a rebuttal from
No, I was
on
thinking
that?
Of something else. There was an immigration bust, quote unquote, in Ohio or something like that, where there was like 114 people arrested or something. Mm. But anyway. Okay.
Yeah, apparently they're detaining the children on a military base in Texas, is what I read today.
That's crazy,
which sounds very similar to like Japanese internment camps. Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder what he said, what his response to, you know what I'm saying, to that. Because you know it's going to be something based off the ego, so he'll find a way to flip it so that he's, you know, without fault, as he always
caring
does.
For children that aren't even Americans. Some shit like that.
It'll be something corny.
Pardon my
like,
language.
It'll be something corny like that. He always finds, he has a skill, he can always find a way to absolve himself from something that he's actually responsible for. And people buy it, and then... You know, the sly fox pushes it, so there you have it.
What else did he do?
Oh, yeah. So he's Woody, still...
Woody's.
So he's... Since he's in here twice, let's pull up this second thing. And shout out to Philly. The Eagles, they did win the Super Bowl.
They did.
In
dramatic fashion. That was a really good Super Bowl this last year, by the way.
That is a fact.
Just thinking back a little. Bulls.
I ain't watching.
Foosball.
Foosball. But yeah, Philadelphia Eagles will not be attending a ceremony at the White House to honor their Super Bowl victory, and that is according to a statement by the president. The president's statement said that the ceremony will be one that will honor our great country, pay tribute to the heroes who fought to protect it. This has shit to do with what they're kneeling about, and loudly and proudly play the national anthem. This has nothing to do with the protest. A large group of Eagles players had decided not to attend, including most, if not all, of the black players. This is per ESPN. ESPN's Adam Schefter was one of the top guys there in terms of the reporters. In fact, five or fewer Eagles players committed to attend the White House ceremony. So here we go again with the same spin that has nothing to do what this entire movement has been about.
I just want to give a shout out to the dude that took a knee during the
yes
Star Spangled
We
Banner
don't know
being
who you
played.
Are, man, but awesome. Shout out to you, man.
He's a champion. That video was amazing.
He's a champion in our eyes.
He was.
We actually watched some of it before we started.
It was incredible.
And there's a nice boo that comes after he gets before he gets ready to speak.
We always stand for the national anthem.
Boo. So,
unbelievable.
I'm coming to you, Jay Diff, on this one.
Are you?
Yeah, I want to come because I know you don't like foosball.
Are you?
Here we go again with the same diversion in terms of this having nothing to do with what's going on for real.
Yeah, I mean, it's a common trend with people not wanting to accept and take their L's.
Facts.
And that's pretty much what just happened. He had to have some kind of showboat ceremony.
In place of
the Eagles coming. Why are they just now going though? They won
a
Super Bowl a long time ago.
Yeah, that's a good question. That I do not have the answer for, sir. But yeah, the guy that back to the guy that chose to kneel, like he's the MVP. He's definitely the MVP. It's just weird,
man. It was awesome too, because he just seems like he's like a very normal white dude.
Yeah, right.
Like he's like, just like a dude that's like on lunch break.
Yeah,
he probably hurt him
real quick.
When
he's like,
he felt for me he had like khaki pants on or something. Yeah,
and not to like be stereotypical or anything like that, but it's just very funny.
His khaki joint when he got up.
He didn't care.
Good for him.
But well, we appreciate him.
Absolutely good for him.
Yeah, good
Somebody
for him,
send
man.
That man some shout for that grass stain.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the Eagles, man. For
You can shout it out. No problem.
Doing what they supposed to do. Also,
before we transition, I want to I mentioned the migrant children.
Yes.
So I just saw an article here. I want to clarify something. Hundreds of migrant kids are separated from parents are stuck at border stations in Texas. So that's different from the children that have become missing.
Gotcha.
So
and you have to go along with that too. You got a lot of parents that have been deported and left their kids here as well. That's been going on too.
Some of those videos are sad, man. They especially had
or forced to leave their kids.
Right,
here,
right. Yeah.
They got some video coverage of that, man. And it's sad when you see those parents leaving their kids in the airport, man.
This is
tough.
This is crazy. I mean, this headline says HHS officials will tour 3 bases in Texas to see if they are suitable to house unaccompanied migrant children who now number more than 11,000.
That's crazy.
So anyways,
this is America.
Wanted to clarify that.
This is stuff that goes on that nobody knows about.
Yeah.
That's why people talk about, you know, the distractions. Well, this is going on to distract you from this and
right.
so on and so forth. Because a lot of stuff goes on that kind of flies under the radar.
It's very low key.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And before we jump into the next topic, I thought this was dope. LeBron and Steph Curry. Actually, LeBron had his presser.
Yeah, I saw that.
Prior to the third game. And he said, I know no matter who wins the series, no one wants the invite anyway. Like, he's basically mm-hmm. just like, we're not going. And then
good
Curry,
for LeBron. Yeah.
Curry backed him and was like, I agree with Bron. Pretty sure the way we handled things last year would stay consistent. We'd stay consistent with that. So right. to have the two marquee
did
players.
Did they not go last year?
They didn't
no,
go.
No.
Yeah.
And this is in reference to they asked LeBron at a press conference.
If he would.
About yeah. just his thoughts on the Philadelphia Trump thing.
Yeah.
So.
Didn't Steph meet Trump at some point, though?
I don't think so.
I thought Trump tried to say something about Steph Curry, like in a good way
nah,
or something.
Steph has been against.
I'm wrong about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's been against him.
I'm not sure, but I do know that Kim Kardashian is an expert at
prison
reform.
Oh boy, yeah.
Jesus Christ,
was that a community post?
It might have been. I'm not
maybe,
sure.
Maybe perhaps our Patreon community. Patreon.com/newoldheads.
I like
you can it. Sign up.
I like it.
Ding, we appreciate it. It's some great packages on there.
Ding ding.
To check it out.
You said that like that bothered you a little bit, brother.
Man.
prison reform, right? Is that what she wants to speak about?
Yeah.
I don't want to miss
what on God's green earth.
Talk to me now.
Does she know about prison reform?
I couldn't tell you.
And
I want
why
you to tell
this,
me.
I can't tell you. Why is this meeting taking place?
I have no idea.
Like who got together and thought this was a good idea?
The funny part, they were like, all right, we know who we need to get.
Boosting
Kim
support.
Kim Kardashian.
To me, it's a photo op. I think everything he does is a photo op. So do you really think they talked about prison
Man,
reform?
Listen, a photo op and meeting Kim Kardashian to talk about prison reform.
That's two different
is
things.
Is the dumbest shit I've ever heard of.
I follow you.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
And then she's we talked about her supporting her man, quote unquote. This double back on that because she's like, yeah, and I'm going to the White House to talk to him too. Amazing.
The fuck for?
I could bring my neighbor to go talk about prison reform. It doesn't matter who. Like, why Kim K? Like, if you're going to pick Kim, it's obviously publicity.
You know, Meek pulled out.
Since Meek didn't want to go.
Meek pulled out,
Let's get Kim K.
Yeah. We'll get some likes for this one.
That's relevant.
Dumbest shit ever.
Yeah, we'll get some likes for this one. So, you know, everything with him is about image and...
How can you support this?
Yeah.
I'm looking at you right now. How?
He's goofy. He's goofy enough to drop her name like he did Kanye, like, down the road. He'd be like, well, you know, Kim Kardashian
I saw the
came
picture.
To
the I'm so confused
Look at
about
his cheese and
grin.
He was hype. Yeah, he was hype.
I'm What'd confused as shit about that.
Yeah.
I just really don't get it.
Yeah.
I always wonder, we talk about him often because he presents himself with dumb shit, but...
maybe it's because she's an influencer?
Perhaps.
Like, I mean, where is she going to now talk about prison reform somewhere?
See, that's my thing. So you go have the conversation,
she doesn't even she doesn't even go to Chicago.
Well, there we are. That's a good transition into that other thing.
Yeah, so...
You have the conversation to... gather ideas, to talk about stuff, to throw stuff out there, to bounce ideas off people. Take that back, and then I'm thinking you're going to apply it somewhere. But she just showed up and left.
Just a photo op, I guess. So what? So Donda's House changed their name?
Yeah, they changed their name to... I actually don't have it pulled up right now.
But yeah, that we mentioned it last week, though, and how Rhymefest and the Donda's, formerly known as Donda House, said that they were no longer going to use that name after the back and forth that Rhymefest and Che and Kim Kardashian had.
So, Art of Culture.
Art of Culture, yeah. And his video, he basically was like, we appreciate you guys for supporting. We got a whole new thing that we're going to roll out. So... I'm
was
curious.
Donda's House, that was related to Kanye's mother.
Yeah, that's his mom. Man.
And it's been there for a while,
at Rhymefest, and a few people ran
so
together.
I saw one of his texts, or one of his tweets, rather, that said something to the effect of, like, Kanye said F the kids in Chicago or something like that. And did that spark a big thing? I didn't
know. Yeah, that's
we talked about it last week.
Yeah.
Checked it out.
It was all
good
out
job,
open, too.
Good
job.
Hey, man. Yeah. Fucking work.
Spool's out here in these parks. He doesn't
get reception out there in the parks.
It,
yeah,
in these
and
parks.
And then I got to separate from it.
Yeah,
you know?
You got
to
detach.
But they, they were out in the open, bad about this one. So now I'm curious to see how, who responds to this name change.
I mean, this is exactly what they said they were going to do. So now we get to sit and wait as Kim and the kids
start Donda's House again.
And start Donda's House up.
It's like, going to happen.
Like she said she was, and they called the bluff, and we'll see what happens.
The thing, and it's crazy because...
Maybe I should tweet them every week to see.
Let's try to see what happens. Say.
So have you guys started anything yet?
Like they,
how's
those,
the progress?
How's it going?
Those guys
should
are
offer
close,
to help.
Man. Yeah, maybe those guys are close. Yeah. Cool.
We should. Hey, you know, is it safe to say the new old heads are down to help?
You know what?
Those dudes are close, man.
As long as they have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's not right.
Yeah.
We see you though.
Can't happen.
Well, I'm curious, man, because she was so hell bent on just taking the name.
She was
over.
Just trying to clap back. She was just trying to win that moment, and she lost.
Yeah, she lost.
So now,
so she rebounded with Trump.
Yeah, that right.
Now what's she gonna do? She about to post a picture of her naked on her Instagram. That's
what
she
about time
does.
For that. Yeah,
yeah. We're coming up on that.
It's about time for the busting it open for the gram.
Busting it wide open.
She be busting
naked.
It open. Yeah,
bucket naked.
Yeah, and then all will be lost. Everything will be gone, and then we'll be right back to Kanye and her ass and the album.
And speaking of Kim Kardashian, she also dropped a makeup line that doesn't have any colors or shades
outside
to do
herself.
With anybody ethnic.
Oh.
I just wanted to throw that out there, too.
Aren't her her children?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay.
So,
biracial.
Interesting.
I like that, Lone. Yeah. I like that.
Well, isn't she also ethnic?
She's definitely biracial.
To a degree.
She's definitely biracial.
Yeah. She's got a lot of... Yep.
Yeah. I like that censorship. I see you, Lone. Lone is on it. But we'll see, man. Like... I think she's going to Lone's point, he called a bluff. Like, all right, well, go ahead and start down this
moving
house
on.
Now.
Yeah.
We'll
that's
see.
What he, that's pretty much what he said. Moving on. let's get a
so
new
much
name
for that,
and keep
right?
it going.
All yeah. right. So, speaking of the homie Che, yeah. Now we can go transition into some music. Shout out to all of Memphis, North, South.
That's right.
Suburbs,
Central.
What about the rest of the United States, though?
I feel like we shout out all of Memphis every time.
Every time,
just like
they got them hitters
but,
in Memphis.
But just you know, like there's who's the guy we're about to talk about? Is it Jay Period?
Stop, man! Stop! I hate him, man. You know it's not Jay Period. It's Jay Prince, man. Houston.
So Jay Prince. So yeah. Is Jay Prince from Memphis?
No, he's
from Houston.
I know he's not from Memphis, but you preface this every time,
you know
like
what?
Jay Prince is from
based
Memphis.
Based on what we're going to talk about, let's go ahead and you're right. So shout out to everybody in Houston.
Jay Moore was
absolutely.
Just talking about Jay Period. That's why it stuck in my head.
Jay Period.
Big
dope,
fan
dope.
Of big fan of Houston rap history and present, past, all that.
Jay Prince is definitely a heavy hitter, always has been in the South, but he has made Drake look real whack in the situation, in my opinion. So Jay Prince basically told Drake to call off the, don't do it. Like, stay out of it, man, for your brand. Just stay away.
I don't
away.
Think he told Drake. He's saying that
he told
him
to stand
and Kanye,
down, no?
Well, yeah, overall, yeah, they pretty much squashed it.
Yeah.
He said Kanye called him about it.
Oh, because he's on that peace movement now.
Yeah, I guess.
Love.
I mean, but who knows? He said Kanye and him discussed it or talked about it.
Yep.
And he pretty much told Drake not to respond. But he claims that he has a career-ending rap.
For Ye and Pusha.
Drake has in a pocket, yeah.
Yeah, come on, man.
First of all, in a rap beef, if somebody, no matter if it's Jay Prince or not, tells you to stand down and you do that as a grown man, that's to me, that's whack. There's no way around that. I'm not honoring that. Like, you have, you're an adult. So,
I mean, you gotta kind of take it upon yourself, like, even if, because Jay Prince is like his mentor.
Sure.
He's helped him out along the way. His son is pretty much one that supposedly discovered Drake, and he took Drake under his wing ever since. But at the same time, Drake, this man talked about your mom, your dad, your alleged baby from your alleged baby mama.
Yes, sir.
Because we haven't gotten any confirmations about that. And he posted a picture of you in blackface, to which you responded with a letter rather than coming with the bars. You got to take it upon yourself to say, nah, I have to get something out about this.
I needed one
more. You got to. I need to get this one chin shot.
Yeah.
I'll leave it alone. That's something.
Yeah, I needed one
more. You can't just leave it like that, bro.
Yeah,
it's been a week. Well, over a week now.
It's way too. I don't care what happens now.
What can somebody say in one of these rebuttals that can actually end a career? Nowadays,
I don't believe there's anything that he could have said to end a career. In my opinion,
I can think of some things.
I'm of the opinion that what he was going to say, and I think shout to one of our patrons, patreon.com/newoldheads.
I like his pools.
I think Brennan Jones.
My man, Akeem. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Cool. He asked. I think he posed a very similar question in our community today, and what I'd say is I think it was going to be more aimed at Kanye.
Maybe.
Personally. And I think there are some things that Drake, with his star power, could probably say about Kanye in the state he's in right now, which is probably not a good one in the public standing or hip-hop standing, I would say, because of recent events, could probably really hurt him. There's probably some things. Dude, who knows what we don't know about some of this, what goes on with these dudes. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I didn't know Drake had a child. Did you guys before this?
No. I didn't know that.
You think Kanye doesn't have some, wild secrets or some stuff that
I think the secrets would have to be very, very related to other things that are going on in the culture right now.
But why shoot at Kanye, though? That's kind of taking... He did the same on his diss, which actually, Drake's diss was good.
I liked it.
His follow-up was it was good.
I liked it.
He got it, Kanye, on that. And in response to that, Pusha said, I want all my curses. Pretty much saying that when you come at me, that's cute, but I want you to address me. I'm the one talking to you, not Kanye.
Pusha made it very personal on his response to that. He was talking about Drake's producer who has multiple sclerosis. Hey,
40.
Man, he was not playing around.
No, he wasn't.
And then 40 tweeted, I think it came out on multiple sclerosis
the day before.
The day before. Was it the day before?
Like that. It was actually the anniversary of his previous diss, Exodus, I can't remember the name of the track.
Pusha T's was Exodus.
Yeah, but it was the anniversary of that was actually the same that he released.
Oh, it lined up. Okay.
Pusha T's always kind of seemed to have a little bug with Drake, man, over the years for a long time.
Let's kind of preference the history of this.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I think it all stemmed from Wayne.
Yeah.
There was some back and forth between the Clips and Lil Wayne back in the day.
Yep. Okay.
And actually, the Mr. Me Too song was addressed to Wayne.
Okay.
So, because he started wearing all the Bape and that style of dress and stuff like that, which were what the Clips and Pharrell and all them were doing. I mean, even, what's her name, Khalees said on Bossy, I told Young Stunner he should switch to Bape.
Yeah,
which was, of course, their crew. That's what they was on.
Pharrell, and then, of course, Chad Pharrell. Pharrell worked with Clips very, very close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is something that I believe that Drake kind of inherited, because him being on that label now, and now you're pretty much guilty by association.
He said, I told Stunna I got him.
Yeah.
So, to your point,
What?
He's like, we in this now. But my thing is, if you're going to jump in and just, you know, jump out the window, you can't not respond.
You got to respond.
You have to respond.
You got to say something.
Something.
You can't just come out with a disclaimer about you being in blackface. And then there's a video that has surfaced with him just sounding real Geist-like.
I like that. Geist-like.
Yeah. Saying the N word with the strong ER at the end.
Long vocabulary.
Looking Who's mad, this, Drake?
Looking yes. Mad suspect.
Mad. I mean.
And like a and regular conversation.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Like,
though,
why would he even do it? That's just weird to me. I don't know.
Cornball.
I definitely think he should address that at the very least, right?
Yeah.
But because I hinted at this when he was having the beef with Joe Budden, or like when Joe Budden was going at him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Drake is very well protected by, and Jay Prince is, I don't think Jay Prince is anybody wants to mess with, man.
Nah, he's not.
You know what I mean? So Jay Prince does have the ability, just like the Puffy thing. You guys remember when Drake
smacked
him? Yeah, like, not a whole lot came from that. Jay Prince came out and did, like, a track where he just talked.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know Jay Prince has been the guy who ran Rap-A-Lot Records. And the only time you would typically ever hear Jay Prince on a track is when he would go, oh, yeah, like at the beginning of a Ghetto Boys album or a Scarface album or something like that. That's it.
He's got Chicago ties, too, right?
He's got ties all over, man.
But like
he does have
Do or Die and stuff like that.
He does have some. Yeah, because they were on, like, I think Do or Die was on Rap-A-Lot Records.
Yes, okay. They were.
Jay Prince managed Floyd Mayweather for a while.
I
like,
didn't know that.
He was heavy
there,
in the boxing.
And then there were some issues. Like, there's, dude, if you just Googled, like, Jay Prince stories, like, he's the real deal. And
I give him that.
People don't mess with people don't mess with Jay Prince.
What was I heard that he's what Suge Knight wanted to be?
Yes. And side note, but by the way, when back to the slapping incident, when Jay Prince did this track where he was just talking, he just was ripping into Puffy and Birdman and Wayne and all these dudes. No one said a word back.
Yeah, nobody said anything about him.
You know
that
what I mean?
Is true. But that man still got smacked. So.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
he still got smacked.
Oh, absolutely. I'm
in
not
the
a
face
in the face.
Yeah. So I mean that's on Drake. I'm not one that's gonna sit here and say that I don't rock with Drake here and there because he's. I mean, he's got
talented
some catchy
songwriter,
shit.
Man. Very talented.
But Pusha T definitely takes this dub. Fly the W flag, Spools.
Absolutely.
For Pusha T because
I will.
He definitely takes that win, and Drake is taking this L. And I've seen a lot of – it's weird because you got people that take sides with both artists, and it's like they're capping for each – you know what I'm saying? And these the Drake fans are funny because, like, it's like they keep, well, he's old and this, that, and other. Talking about Pusha T. And he's nobody. This, nah, he is. I mean, who do you know that didn't listen to the clips coming up?
I struggled because I didn't like Grinding.
I didn't either. Man.
I hated
both
Grindin.
Of y'all are weird.
I didn't either.
Grinding was whack to me.
I was not a
whack.
Huge.
Whack.
I was not Get a huge clips fan, and I've sat on this show. You could go back into some episode and said that while I appreciate that Pusha T can rap pretty well, I think. I always thought his content, like it just always being about dope was too, and I like dope rap sometimes, you know what I mean? But it was just too, it was,
man,
it just didn't do it for me all the time. But
Grindr was whack.
I like it.
I mean, I never
what happened
really
to that boy?
To
that was when I was like, okay.
They had songs, I didn't hate them, but I'd never dove into their work very heavily.
What was the first album?
Hell Happened. No, that Dude. Was, what is the name of the album?
It ain't Hell Has No...
It did extremely well.
No Fury was the second album.
Their first two albums did extremely well.
And then the third album was Till the Casket Drop.
See, those last two albums was when I was like, dang, okay, they're better than I wanted to give them credit for. Mm.
I just rewatched the Malice, the documentary on Netflix about...
I still haven't seen that.
It's really good.
Short,
I watched
though.
It for a second time. It's only 45 minutes.
Lord willing?
Yeah, Lord willing.
It's
Lord
really, really good.
Were they riding in a drop top with Jesus?
You seen that, Mike?
What's that?
The documentary about
No Malice.
It's called,
no, I haven't. His brother? No, I haven't.
Yeah, and how he kind of changed his life around. And, like, Push is in it and Pharrell's in it. And it's a short one, too.
Dope.
It's only 45 minutes. I definitely recommend it.
Cot Damn. I like that one.
That was cold. That beat was cold, too.
Damn.
Yeah. They had some heat now. Don't get it twisted.
It's a new day.
Grinding was whack, though.
It was not whack.
I couldn't do grinding.
I don't think it was whack.
I'm not feeling your opinion today or the rest of the year for saying that grinding was whack.
I don't think it was whack. It wasn't for me. It just didn't touch me. You know what I mean?
Sounds like Noriega could have rapped on that.
Nori. I like Nori.
Not tripping.
I don't.
No?
Pharrell used to lace Nori, too.
These same kids are saying
not as a rapper.
These same kids
I like
Capone don't
and
like,
Noriega in general. Classic
that
material.
They don't like Pusha T are the same kids that were pounding out grinding on lunchroom tables.
Yeah.
And rapping, spitting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But everybody's in their feelings because of Drake. I mean, it's okay to like Drake, but it's okay to say that he lost this one.
Yeah, you got to be able to separate that from his
He lost the Joe Budden
album,
one, too, right?
From all that. Joe did like 8 records on him, man. Like he, but people.
Joe's angle was different.
Yeah,
I think Joe beat him because Drake did respond. Did he not? At least
he
once.
Really just, he had a bar where he said something about pump it up or something, but it wasn't like.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It wasn't like what he just did with Pussy. Like that was actually a dope response, but it don't matter now.
There's not a whole lot you can say about Pusha T.
Exactly.
Man. But you there's a
he's kind of said that too. He's like, it's all on the table.
But there's a whole lot you can say about Kanye West, I feel like. Just saying. I don't know for sure. There is just in the public eye, you could just go in on all the shit he says and like.
I'm actually with him on that. It's
but I'm sure there's stuff, again, that we don't know, man. I guarantee it.
I just don't know if it'll end it, but I think he could definitely hurt him. I think he could definitely.
Who knows what they're out there doing?
Yeah, you're right. That's his fool's point. We don't know. So. But I'm not buying into the you better be glad it didn't come out. We don't care about that.
Who knows? I mean, maybe there are allegations like Bill Cosby or something.
See.
And at the end of the day, though,
that's true though.
But you know what I mean? Like if something came out like that and then something backed it up, then it would funnel.
I can't argue with that.
At the end of the day, Drake did bring Pusha T's wife. Or fiance into the mix.
As soon as he did that,
opened that door.
Everything.
He opened that door.
Jay Prince, and I listen to all these songs too, all these tracks. So, but Jay Prince made a point. He didn't do it in like a derogatory fashion when he did say her name.
Well,
you know.
I would prefer you not mention my.
And here's the thing. I'm not defending Drake right now. Like, Jay Prince is someone who makes a lot of sense because he's highly logical.
Yeah.
And he's someone who has a high degree of integrity. And like but he's a businessman too. And Drake is his investment. Yeah,
he compared it to the Biggie and Pac beef and how that escalated and things like that happened.
He said he didn't want that to happen.
That's pretty much what he said.
Think about
and
it.
I think he's got Jay Prince has a book coming out like later
the book
this
is
month
called
too.
The Art of Science and Respect.
I think I'm going to buy that, man.
By Jay Prince. I would like to read that mug.
Yep.
I think he's got some dope stories. He talked about in the Breakfast Club.
I listened to
that. He turned
it
into like a tour kind of like
what
is it? This is Amaro. I never pronounce it right.
Yeah, I saw him on that too.
Breakfast Club and he did Hot 97, I believe. So I want.
He's on a press run right now.
Yeah, like it worked. It worked out well for him.
It'd be dope if he came to Indy.
Yeah,
I'd go to that. Go get a book signed by Jay Prince. It'd be awesome.
That'd be a good 15 minutes. If we could get home.
Man,
he's somebody that like, just one of those dudes. That's interesting just to hear him talk. There's a lot of wisdom there and a lot of
Yeah, he's always seemed like a dude that was to Spool's point, just an OG man. That's the best way I could describe it. But he's very, very, very well respected.
Yeah, he is. I give him that. And to everybody that was hoping that we were going to get another verse for Drake.
We're not going to get one.
It's over.
Yep.
I was actually hoping to hear something from Drake because he impressed me with his comeback.
Man, he did.
Honestly, he really did. And I was looking for another round. But
see, that's always been something that I've pointed out about Drake. I'm like, he can rap when he want to rap. Like, he can actually rap.
I mean, Fontaine, Lil Brother, and then was pretty much who he looked up to.
You're going
to
get me frustrated on that because.
I'm just saying.
I don't even want to go down that road because.
He said Fontaine was his favorite rapper at one point in time.
I don't want to do that because that really pissed me off when he said that. Because you ain't.
I don't see Fontaine any Drake records.
I don't see Fontaine getting a nan credit.
But Fontaine's doing just fine by himself.
Shout out to Fontaine. Foreign Exchange, they are doing fine, but I ain't seen no Ninth Wonder beat on a Drake album. I'm just saying.
Never.
For somebody that influenced you so much. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's Ninth Wonder. That's not Fonte.
No, but he said Little Brother.
Little Brother.
Yeah, he said all of them.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, there's a video out where he's like standing next to Ninth. Like,
well, they do.
Oh,
well, they're on his,
they do have a song.
They on Comeback Season.
Yeah, but I'm talking about this Drake, though. I'm talking about, you know what I mean?
Like, I mean, it's kind of like this Kanye, though, because the previous Kanye was Backpack Kanye.
Speaking of which, that's and a good now, segue, too.
Right. I like that.
And now you got the Kanye that's more in tune with
I don't
everything
know what
else.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to loan on this one first. So Kanye dropped.
Let's bring the hate out first. Let's just get it out.
Yeah. But I'm on your side on this one. I just want to go your direction first. So Kanye dropped the album that we've been waiting. Well, not we've. The world's been waiting for about 2 years, I think.
It was a glorified EP.
Yeah, continue. I call it EP. Yeah, I call it EP.
Everything they're dropping is pretty much EPs.
Dude, I was going to mention that just real, not to like sidetrack, but we've had him, like he dropped one, Pusha dropped one.
All of them are 7.
Yeah, all of them are going to be 7.
Tiana Taylor,
songs.
Nas, okay. The rest of them.
We're not grouping Nas until we see what happens.
Thank you.
Apparently it was done before, though, right?
What?
I heard the Nas project.
Said his album was done 2-3 years ago.
But was
Cali
it that
Friday
album, or is this the
project
new Kanye forced album? That's what scares me.
That's interesting because Pusha, I saw an interview, Pusha said that he completely redid his album because Ye was like, I like it, but I feel like I need
now
to produce this.
Now y'all see why I'm worried about Nas's album, because I really think.
Let's talk about the other album first.
Yeah, let's go into this
I'm
one
really worried about
that's
that.
That's actually out.
But anyway, Kanye's album came out, and there's an artwork of some mountains and stuff out in Wyoming, and everybody was like, oh my God, I can't believe it took
I hate
picture
being bipolar. It's awesome.
It's awesome.
But the album's called Ye.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that, man.
So
I'm just, and I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, I just don't.
So there's mad angles you can go with this thing. 7 records, man. I listened to them. I was underwhelmed. I was not impressed from a production standpoint, from a rapping standpoint, sequencing standpoint, how it's put together. It just sounded like he was like, you know what? After TMZ, which he said with his interview with Big Boy, I just scrapped the whole other project.
Just started over.
And that's exactly what it sounds like.
It does.
Like, it's cool. Like, I can't get past it's cool. Like, it's par material to me. It's cool.
It just sounds it's underwhelming to me as somebody who puts full projects together.
Yeah.
And I can hear all of the places where it sounds like they took a shortcut or they didn't have enough time to sit, and it sounds lazy to me.
Yeah.
Very.
I mean, rushed.
It sounds rushed, lazy, or maybe they didn't sit on it, or maybe that's what they were going for. Maybe they're trying to go for the raw sound like that. I don't know, because who cares? Who's going to, you know? I mean, we got artists putting out stuff straight to SoundCloud anymore. Does it even matter? You know, Kanye chose the 7-track project intentional because of attention spans. Excuse me.
Which I think in the microwave generation,
I think that's a smart idea. I do think that's a smart idea.
That makes sense.
But no, I sat and listened to it. I told myself I wasn't going to, because I don't really support Kanye in general. And, you know, we've talked about this before. I don't really separate artists from the fuckery that they do like that.
You've always said that. Yeah.
I did listen to it, and I listened to it, and I wanted to like it because I want to like Kanye. I want Kanye to be great. But yeah, it just wasn't impressive. I see what he tried to do. I think he had great ideas. I don't think he executed those ideas well. And that's my thing. Like, and I feel like a lot of people giving him a lot of praise are just like, yeah, but his ideas. I'm like, yeah, his ideas are fine. He just didn't execute them well.
Did you execute the ideas?
I don't think he did.
I would agree.
For me, he didn't. Yeah. Because I hear all that stuff. I hear a song. What's the song? What's the track that's got Cudi singing on it?
I really like that track.
Is it, what's it called?
I can't call the name. I'll pull it up.
He's got a couple of them I like where it's going, and then it just turns into not anything
that
I want.
The joint with the Slick Rick sample is cool.
I don't like that. I think it's used bad.
I like that one.
I think the sample's used
wrong. When he rap around Believe It or Not, that one.
It's
I thought
okay
that was cool.
Ghost Town.
Ghost Town. Yeah. I wanted to like Ghost Town a lot.
Yeah.
I like Ghost Town.
I like the singing in Ghost Town. I like the vibe of it. And I felt like that part was cool, but I didn't feel like it was cohesive. And that really kind of messed my vibe. I didn't get a good vibe from it. I wanted to like it. I just didn't. I'll never listen to it again.
I only ran it one time so far. And I wasn't like oh man, this is awful. But I wasn't like blown away. Like I have to listen, but I'm gonna listen to it one or two more times to see if it grabs me.
That's what I mean.
And if it doesn't, which I don't honestly, like, and I hate to go into it thinking this, but I'm just, if I were a betting man, I'd say it's probably not going to.
Let me preface one thing really, really quickly, and I'll go right back. I am a blogger. I've listened to tens of thousands of albums. I know exactly what I'm going to listen to when I go in to listen to something. I know if I'm going to like something
or not
on a second listen or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going. There are many albums that I'll listen to one time and be like, I don't know. I'll go back and listen to it. This is not one of those for me. Sorry, continue. Just wanted to clarify that.
I was through.
J. Diff, talk to me.
All right, so.
Yeah, you're Kanye West.
My
fan.
Take, yeah, Kanye has taken me on a roller coaster
these past
few months.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, man. I do not dislike this album. I don't see where everybody is saying that it's this amazing body of work.
Not even close.
And how it's so...
People are saying that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
People are saying like it's like
classic,
top five Kanye album. I'm not really feeling that at all. Seven songs. To me, it sounds like there could be songs in the middle of each one of them songs. Especially like when it gets to Ghost Town. Ghost Town is kind of like the song you put at the end of an album, and you like you feel good about the album, you know what I'm saying? And then Ghost Town comes on. Because the way the song is actually put together, to me, it sounds like one of those type songs. Mm-hmm. That when you get to the end of the album and you hear something like that.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
You know what I'm saying? But
I'm in on that.
To me, it sounds... Especially once he said he pretty much scrapped the other album because he didn't touch on anything that he was supposed to be talking about. People kept saying that we're going to find out exactly what he means by this and that and the third.
You are the
person.
Didn't
find out shit. What he said on the first song, he was like, say it just to see what it feels like to say it. That's the only thing that I can really say that made him, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because the whole album pretty much addressed what he did in the past month.
Kind of.
And there was
kind of. Because he's talking about.
He throws ideas out there, but he doesn't.
He doesn't go at it.
That's pretty much what I'm talking about.
Around the bush.
Yeah.
He talks about being on TMZ.
Yeah.
He talks about
Kim being angry,
upset about him for what he said. He doesn't ever address what he actually said.
He's not being vulnerable enough to actually talk about it. He's just talking about
topics. He's beating around the bush.
Topics. He's just saying this is what
he's being a reality show, pretty much.
Yeah,
it's enough to hold people's attention because people are, like I said, are really feeling this album, this seven song album. And I will give him this. It does sound better than some of the other shit that he's put out, but with it only being seven songs, I can't really place it like that. Because like you said, it's like an EP. Back in the day, people would drop an EP and then drop a full album.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
It was a T. It was
that was
a,
like a filler
appetizer.
for right now.
Here's
seven tracks. Yeah. Feel this for a minute. I'll be back with you here in a second.
These ain't make the album, but the real album are coming. It's
right,
coming.
Right. Kind of like how DJ Quick did Rosecrans.
Yep.
He did like the small version of Rosecrans.
And then
he did a full Rosecrans.
Yeah, which was heat.
Yeah. And it's like Kanye is, like you said, he's touching on these ideas and things like that. Because sonically, I think it sounds good to me sonically. But it doesn't sound...
It flows.
Yeah.
At least.
It doesn't... like, there's certain things on there that should hit and crash and boom. And it's not doing that. Like, and that, I think that's kind of that musical ear hearing that. Because, like, you hear things come in and it's not loud enough.
It's just...
They didn't spend
enough time on it, is what it sounds like.
I mean, he's a super producer. This is Kanye West.
I actually think, in my opinion, the majority of this production was him. This is not the Kanye that collabs on Late Registration.
Yeah, I think he got the help from the lyrics.
Yeah, like I can tell how minimal this production is. I can tell he just kind of came in there, got on the drum machine, made five or six, seven beats, and then put a little Larry's on it. But it's not that full production that I know he normally gets when he collabs. So
I mean, even the last song, it ends with Nicki Minaj pretty much giving him a reference track. That's how the album ends, is her leaving him a message about a reference track that he placed in that song about his daughter.
It's just like fake deep. That's my biggest thing.
I can dig that. I can dig it. Him.
What do you like about
it?
What do you really like about it then?
What do I like? No, yeah. I'm saying, well, that specific song. I understand why people.
Well, I just mean in general about the project
as a whole.
What do you like about it? It sounds good sonically. It doesn't. His lyrics aren't as lazy as they were.
But are they as potent as they could be?
I'll give you that. They're not as. To me, the lyrics weren't. I don't know. To me, they're about par with where he has been, I guess.
Here's the thing.
To me personally, I just think he touched on different shit this time.
This is what's frustrating to me about this project, though, because I was initially a person that was like, I think this is who he actually is when he started going through everything and what he was saying. I didn't think it was a setup for
the
album.
Another thing.
You know what I'm saying?
That's another thing I believe too, with him having these revelations about being bipolar and things like that. And I know we've touched on this a few times. It's like it's the end thing now to let everybody know that you have a problem.
Thank you, man.
That's kind of what I was alluding to earlier.
All savants have problems for the most part.
Thank you, man.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, all artists pretty much have some kind of issue that they're dealing with.
I was actually having
everybody
that conversation with Sarah like not too long ago. We were talking about the 27 Club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a documentary on Netflix about six of the people in that kind of club or whatever, unofficial club, and how several of them had issues with depression and anxiety, and you know, thus, and that led to drug use and stuff like that. So,
that's definitely common.
And I'm not saying that Kanye shouldn't talk about that because his voice is strong and people listen to it, and I think he should address that stuff. But it's almost the way he does it.
That's what it is.
He does it almost because I feel like he's doing it because it's like to be kind of shocking about it and to draw attention to himself.
Yeah.
Well, I think he posted something about him saying that he said made the slavery comment because he was
on Ambien.
On Ambien, and he said that. And he actually has
that fake news? Now the Ambien was Roseanne.
When he was sitting down with Big Boy, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he was basically saying, you know, I was diagnosed with something. He wouldn't say what it was. He said, I was diagnosed with a mental disorder. And then
he blamed him saying that on the mental disorder or something, right?
Yeah, and then what I showed you in terms of the post, that could have been somebody paraphrasing. Yeah. I know he did say
I didn't read it. I just didn't recognize the news source, so I didn't know
it was Rolling Stone.
Oh, that was Rolling Stone.
It was Rolling Stone.
Okay.
So my thing is, and that's the common theme that I'm starting to see when we talk about the social media. When I look on my timeline, whatever that timeline is. Everybody's saying, well, he has a mental disorder, so you got to take that into consideration. And I'm thinking
nobody's saying that when Kid Cudi drops up, and Kid Cudi's been in your face about it since he came out.
I feel like people are trying to.
And now it's the end thing
to
be like, well, I have a problem, and everybody champions you. And then you have people that actually are going to support you based off that because they go through these things. Mm-hmm. We all go through these things. You know what I'm saying? It's the truth, though.
No, it is. But at the same time, that's exactly the reason why I said it was fake deep. Mm-hmm. Because as somebody that suffers from shit like that, that shit annoyed the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I say that I suffer from melancholic depression and he comes out with this fake ass shit where he's just kind of briefly touching on it, it annoys me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, speak on it. Actually speak on it.
The album is number one in 41 countries.
I'm not bipolar.
No.
I mean,
as someone who also has similar, issues with depression, anxiety, like I think he's just using it to draw attention to himself. I think Logic does it because he's really experienced all that. Not to say Kanye hasn't.
Yep.
But I don't think he's done it in such a grandstandy way.
I think he's new to it. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think Logic
wasn't doing it
at the beginning, though.
No. Yeah. No,
Logic kind of used it as a tool himself.
Do you think it's similar? Yeah.
But Logic's always been on the race
card.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say no. He didn't start out like
that. He didn't start out like that. Okay. I got onto him later, so I don't mm-hmm. know.
Yeah, I did as well. I'm not a huge I don't know a ton about Logic, so.
I mean, his alias was outside Sinatra, of some Sinatra.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So at first, honestly, I thought he was a white dude.
Yeah, his fan base is called him, because
he never really talked about it.
Mm-hmm. His whatchamacallit episode was good, Rapture.
And actually, I think he kind of addressed it on Royce's album when he was like, he was kind of just going bomb the white rapper, because that was, you know what I'm saying, I can spit and I'm white and this, that, and the other. And people was like, but your dad is black, you're black. Right. So he had to address it pretty much. So I think that's a little different. With Kanye, I mean, Kanye is in a position where he can pretty much do whatever he wants.
That's why I said
in this album, it's funny because it's cool, but it's like the album for a lot of this stuff out to me, though, is kind of how I look at it. It's like the album for the rich kids that live out in the suburbs and don't have any black friends. And this is how they relate to black culture. Like, I'm not even bullshitting. Like, that's how I look at a lot of this music now. And it's like they listen to it. They become enamored in it. They tell their moms to bomb whatever clothes.
Trendy. All that.
Yep. Supreme. Let me get the Supreme and all that to fit in kind of shit. That's how I take a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
And those are the people that are consuming this.
So, real quick to transition as well. We have had some awesome albums recently, just from a hip hop standpoint, mm-hmm. just people. So without, you know, Kanye, whether you like it or not, Pusha T, Royce's full album, and then
Black Thought.
Man.
He and Ninth Wonder collabed. I don't think Ninth did the entire production. I think it was him and Crisis and more of the Soul Council.
Mm-hmm. Crisis did track 5.
Did he? And everything else was Ninth?
I think, but I don't know how much the Soul Council contributed to all the other tracks.
Soul Council.
Yeah, but I'm pulling it up now because I forgot the name.
But
it
sounds like Ninth, so I mean.
It's called Streams of Thought Volume 1.
Streams of Thought Volume 1, that's it.
Yep.
So basically, Black Thought is amazing, as he's always been.
Indeed.
I would like to hear volume 250. It don't matter to me. The first record on this EP is absolutely amazing. It's lyrically amazing. No flaws. There are no flaws in his verse.
Yeah.
None.
I mean, when has there ever really been a flaw in a
Black Thought verse? But what I'm saying is it's just dope to hear the two combined. The perfect beat with the perfect verse and everything just go. Like, it's just dope all the way across the board. I've heard him black out and spit incredible verses over beats.
Mm-hmm.
This is both. You know what I'm saying? It's both.
This
it's
is one
amazing,
of those projects,
man,
when you're like, I wish so-and-so and so-and-so would get together and do one project. Like,
exactly.
This is a great example of what could happen when you put those people together. Like,
and it came from left field. Like, nobody knew it was about to happen. And it was like, somebody said something about it. And then, like, 4 or 5 days later, it was out.
What's cool though for us as like big hip hop fans. So in the last month, we've had like, and I think Royce and Black Thought are similar MCs in a lot of ways. I'm not gonna say like in style, not necessarily saying that, but just like people who are incredible at their craft, who put a lot of work into it.
They cut from the same.
They
cloth.
Get respect from a lot of different crowds because of that, and we've gotten projects from them both in the last month. It's pretty sweet.
It is.
It's very good.
Yeah, I keep seeing people comparing the two.
What's that?
Of Kanye's album and Black Thought's album.
Black Thought's album made me forget about Kanye's
album.
It's not the same shit,
though. They seem difficult
to
compare. Yeah.
You can't really compare them.
I wasn't comparing them.
I keep hearing people say Black Thought's album is way better than Kanye West's.
It is.
But it's different.
I like it, but they
but
seem difficult.
But it's good in all the right ways.
Yeah, it's different, but it is, though.
Kanye's is bad in all the wrong ways.
I can dig that. But what I'm saying is, all the people you know that are going to say that are going to say that Black Thought's album is better.
Yeah.
It's,
you know what I'm saying?
Typical.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Made me forget about
it's
Kanye's
apples
album.
And oranges. It's not the same shit. It's not on the same plane. That's all I'm saying.
But thank you, Black Thought, for blessing and Ninth Wonder for blessing us with that. It was awesome.
The Root Tracks are going to be in concert in Cincinnati for the Essence, or is it Jazz Fest?
I think it's Jazz Fest.
Jazz Fest.
Yeah, Essence is in New Orleans.
When is that?
July 28th, I believe.
Okay. Cool.
That'd be dope. Okay. We should do the show from down there.
I can't.
We should get the
family
plug.
Reunion weekend.
Y'all gonna play Family Reunion by the OJs? You'll be DJing, correct?
I might. We just having it in the park, so.
I need you to play Family Reunion by the OJs.
Okay,
it's a good record.
All right.
Yeah, we got anything popping before we wrap up here?
Sunday, Ra the Rugged Man's going to be at Taps Live.
So is Ra the Rugged Man.
Ra.
Ra. I call him Ra the Rugged
Man. Who else will be performing there, sir?
Well, Pete Sake and I will be opening as well as Cicada Shells. And,
shout to Cicada Shells as well.
Simon Said. And
shout to Simon Said.
A handful of others. So
that's what's
who's
up.
He got coming with him?
Afro.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I like dope. That dude.
Yeah.
Dope. Yeah, I like that dude. Is there anything else we missing? Mr. Printfinity, Spools,
no,
anything?
Sir. No, sir.
All right, that's going to conclude episode
Patreon.com.
Yes, Patreon. We've said it a couple times on this episode, which is dope. Sign up. We got a lot of great things planned. Shout out to Coleman Dental as well, 317-255-8546.
No bad ideas.
No bad ideas. I heard they got some new stuff coming as well on the eye of these lines, so y'all stay tuned.
Yes.
They always take care of us, and Printfinity, as always, is on the squad.
What them Cavs gonna do, man?
We'll see you guys next
week. Man.